Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota native Rory Hoffman has returned to the state. He performs tonight at the Fine Arts Theater in the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center. Now based in Nashville, Hoffman is a multi-instrumentalist who started learning to play the guitar at the age of three. The talented Hoffman was born without sight. He joins us this morning from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio in SDPB's Rapid City studio. Good morning, Rory. Welcome back to South Dakota.
Good morning. It's good to be back.
It's nice to have. When we say multi-instrumentalist, that's just not one or two things. Tell us what your passion is for finding unique and interesting instruments and really mastering as many as possible.
It's just always been a fascination of mine. I grew up in a musical family. There were a lot of instruments around, and so I just wanted to learn how they all worked. And so I would just start, you know, putting my hands on the instrument and figuring out what I could do with it. And as time progressed, I started listening to different kinds of music from all around the world. And, you know, my curiosity just kept expanding to where, you know, I started collecting, you know, stringed and wind instruments from Asian countries and African countries and all kinds of stuff like that. And so my house is kind of more interesting than any music store you can go into, you know, because I've just got so much stuff of so many different varieties. And I just love, experimenting with that.
Yeah. Do you feel a connection as you sort of, you know, because some of the fundamentals are going to be the same from a percussive instrument or a string instrument or something that you're, you know, blowing air through. But do you start feeling the history of each sort of, you know, I was just watching online your 12 Days of Christmas.
And saw that.
Oh, okay, yes.
Great. Wonderful.
Great Christmas sweaters in this, by the way. But with those instruments, you can't help but think about how important music has been throughout history, through every place that humans have ever sort of lived.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the unique things about being human, I think, is just the music that we do. I mean, other species of animals, you know, have their songs and their calls and stuff like that too. So I think it's just like a natural thing that just happens on the planet, particularly among humans, maybe. But many many different animals have very interesting sounds that they make and things like it's just all, you know, the world of sound is a very fascinating place.
Right. Yeah. Things that we're just beginning to understand.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, speaking of sound, let's have some music. What will you play for us first in the studio there today?
Well, I borrowed a guitar from my friend. We're going to do a variety of stuff tonight, from jazz to country music to bluegrass to some originals, some holiday songs, you know, some songs from people, artists that I've worked with in Nashville. But how about we just do a holiday song here just as a warm-up. Thank you.
knew I was going to like you, but I didn't know how much. That was remarkable.
Thank you.
What a great gift. This is Rory Hoffman. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment. We've got Moment in Sound today with Rory, and he is performing tonight at the Fine Arts Theater in the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center in Rapid City. That show starts at 7 p.m. Mountain Time with your siblings. So this is a really musical family, and I'm wondering what some of your earliest memories are with music, because you're starting to play as a toddler, really.
I am, you know. My dad and my uncle and my sisters would play music. You know, we would travel around, and of course, my mom would come along. She wasn't really a musician, but she was the one who made sure we were wearing clean clothes and, and sold the CDs. And well, they were vinyl albums back in those days, and talked to people and all that. But that was just a common thing. You know, I grew up on a cattle ranch. And so when we were in school and, you know, when that had to happen, my dad ran the ranch. But then on weekends and when we could get away, we'd go play churches and schools and fairs and all that all around the Dakotas and Nebraska and Iowa and, you know, all the border states. And so, you know, hearing music performed on stage and being one of the onstage performers was something I've done as long as I can remember. We used to use local musicians in addition to the family from around Lemon, South Dakota, where I was born and raised. And then as time went on and Dad, you know, I started becoming interested in music. And he could tell that I was, you know, gonna, you know, excel at it. And so I became the drummer for the family band by the time I was 5 years old. And so, you know, it's just always been a big, big part of what I've done. So there's musical memories that go back as far as I have memories.
Yeah. Now, if you have a five-year-old in your life and you're listening, they're tiny. Those are little, little people still. Like we say, when I was five, and you forget just how small, you know, how small a five-year-old is.
Get your five-year-old a set of drums. What could go wrong, you know? But for some reason, my parents thought that was an okay idea. So,
yeah. So what have rehearsals been like with your siblings sort of, you know, coming up to this concert? And do you feel like you're slipping back right into those old, you know, that groove, that things that work well and things that, you know, irritate you inevitably?
When I was a child, it was my sisters, because my sisters are twins. They're almost 10 years older than I am. So when I was a kid, you know, they had a lot of control, and they had no problems exerting that control over five-year-old Rory. And it's been kind of, you know, it's been kind of sweet, you know, being the one in control this time. And no, you didn't play that part right. There's a break in the third bar of that chorus, you know. So it's been fun. You know, turnabout is fair play.
Yeah. You've played with so many remarkable musicians at the concert tonight. You've got some stories to tell, don't you?
I do. I'll be sharing some stories about some of the people I've worked with. I'm the piano player for Ricky Skaggs. He's kind of revived his country music. So when he's doing bluegrass, doing Kentucky Thunder, I don't go out with him on that. But when he revives his old country hits, I go out as his piano player. And I did Casey Musgraves' Christmas tour a few years ago. And I played on her Christmas record. She did a Christmas album. And so when she did the tour, there was basically one choice for who she was going to hire for the multi-instrumentalist guy, because I played piano, guitar, accordion, baritone sax, and clarinet. And there weren't a lot of people in Nashville who had that exact skill set. So I kind of got that job by default, right? And so I did Casey Musgraves. I worked with Kathy Mattea some. I worked with John Cowan, formerly of Newgrass Revival. Some of you might know a guitar player named John Jorgensen. He had a group called the Desert Rose Band and another group called the Helicasters. He also has a gypsy jazz quintet with and I'm part of the Gypsy Jazz Quintet, you know. So I'll be doing some of the songs that I do with those people and telling, you know, some stories about working with them. And in addition to doing some of my own original material. And, we got a bunch of fun stuff planned.
Oh, what a wonderful career. I mean, you must just stand in gratitude. It's a ton of work, and you've earned every bit of it, but you also have to feel incredibly lucky.
You know, what's fun is playing songs that I grew up listening to
Yeah.
Now playing them with the people who made them famous, you know, like when I'd get up for school in the morning and a new Ricky Skaggs tune would come on the radio, and now I'm playing those songs with them on stage, you know, that gets to be there is some gratitude there. It's just a fun experience to get to, you know, travel all over the United States and abroad, you know, playing music for a living, making people happy, and playing, you know, with some of the people who had a big influence on me.
Yeah, on all of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are going to take a break. We'll have more with Rory Hoffman and more music after that break. You are on listener-supported SDPB Radio. Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm your host, Lori Walsh, and today we have a very special moment in sound because seated in the Black Hill Surgical Hospital studio in Rapid City's Black Hill space, we have the very talented and well-known Rory Hoffman. He's in town for a performance tonight with his siblings at the Fine Arts Center in the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center in Rapid City, and that begins at 7 p.m. Mountain. Rory, let's get to some more music right away because I know I sure would love to hear you play again.
Cool. All right. Well, let's do an original composition that we'll do tonight. So I'll do the acoustic version now, and then you'll hear the band version tonight. But this is a song all about my experiences in Nashville for the first time when I first visited Nashville in, I guess, 2001. And I just kind of went down on the strip on Broadway there, and there's all these different clubs where people are playing music, and I had a sneaking suspicion at some point, not in the far too distant future, I would be living there. So I wrote this song called Nashville Nights. I was walking down the streets in Nashville, enjoying all the sounds and sights. Stopped a while at Gruen's guitar store. I know I must have played at least a dozen or more. Ate some barbecue ribs at Rippy's. Listened to the bands at Tootsie's. They're playing at the bar just for tips in a jar. Down on Broadway they love country life. Swinging out on the floor. Over at the Ryman, Elvis was king. I signed at the Bluebird for a chance to sing. Hall of Fame looked like a piano. Bought a latte at Sip of Seattle. They let me play for a while, and then I left with a smile. Didn't want to take my homebound flight.
Nashville Nights.
Sound in Sound on SDPB Radio. That's Rory Hoffman. He's playing live from our SDPB Black Hills studios. We feel very grateful and lucky that he's there, and I'm talking to him from our studios in Sioux Falls. So a little magic of radio happening across the whole state of South Dakota here. Take me to, the moment where you say, you know, I want to live in Nashville. This is what I want to be doing with my life. Did you have doubts that you had to overcome? Did you have people who told you maybe you ought to rethink that? What was it like at that time to make the jump to Nashville?
I had been living in Mobridge, South Dakota, and some friends of mine from up there, we had built a recording studio and a production company, and I had been producing records there for people, including, you know, some local South Dakota people, and that was just in the burgeoning days of internet collaboration and stuff in the early 2000s. And so we had built that recording studio, and I was doing that for a while. But finally, I just had to be where there were more people who were doing what I wanted to do, like, on a daily basis. I mean, there are some great musicians in South Dakota. I wouldn't downplay that at all, but like, when I wanted to put a really great touring band together, I had to draw them in from a 500-mile square radius, you know, because, like, the only drummer-bass player combo I liked lived up in Aberdeen, and the only fiddle player I liked lived around here, and then I had a steel guitar player who lived way off somewhere else, and it was just really hard to make stuff happen, and so I just wanted to be where I could immerse myself in that, and Nashville seemed like a good fit for me because having grown up in country music and then really got interested in jazz, you know, through my high school career, and I just got to give props to, I heard on your commercials while we were on break, Mr. Carl Gerke, who's your jazz nightly. I used to listen to him a lot when I lived up here in South Dakota. He did a show called Big Band Spotlight, and yeah. I guess maybe y'all are still doing that.
Still does, yep.
That is so awesome. I loved hearing his voice come on the air. It just made me so happy. But anyhow, it just made sense for me to move to Nashville. So I moved in 2008, and it was one of the best decisions I've ever made. I love it there so much.
Yeah. To spread some more love on Carl Gerke, you know, there just aren't that many people in the world who do what he does and have the knowledge of jazz and who hand selecting. And so when you as a musician, you know, send out music, whether it's your own project or, you know, a collaboration with someone else, are there still people who love music and want to share it with listeners who are picking your song out of the pile and saying, you know, turning on the microphone, telling people about it? That, you know, the business is changing. What's the role of people who are finding and discovering and then sharing?
You know, the internet is kind of a two-edged sword, I guess. I mean, it's easier now for anybody to make a record and get their stuff online and get an audience for their music. That being said, that means there's a lot more you have to pick through to find the stuff that you actually like. And so, you know, it's good that people can get their stuff out there, but it's almost more difficult to find that stuff sometimes because there is just so much. And so, you know, it's I mean, there's still people who, will play my music, and it's kind of more in the independent scene, you know, of music, because my problem is I'm such a chameleon that I'm hard to, like, market. Like, Rory Hoffman does that. We can put him on jazz radio, you know, and that's what he's known for. We can put him on country radio. That's what he's known for. Not really. You know, I love Western swing. I love jazz. I love country music. And now I'm kind of experimenting with this whole world music thing and alternative sounds and stuff. So it's a little hard to, like, pigeonhole me into, like, this is what Rory does. Therefore, this is how we can market him. Right. And so for me, I do my own stuff because I love to do my own stuff. But, like, honestly, the majority of my living is earned by playing for other people, because I am a versatile musician who can play a lot of instruments, so I can go on the road with, you know, the the right. people, like the names that I had mentioned before. And I work around town with, you know, gypsy jazz bands and just doing clubs. And so, like, my life is a variety of road touring work and studio session work, you know, helping people make records and local club work in and around Nashville. And so that's kind of how I've made it, is yeah. doing, you know, being able to wear a lot of hats.
When you work with so many different people and you're doing so many, you know, you're switching from one thing to another, what does the communication feel like for you, in a live performance? Because when you talk about jazz and live performance and, you know, things are changing, with every show, right? So tell me about communication in a group of musicians, especially if it's not someone that you've worked with for 10 years and you know exactly what they're going to do and when.
Yeah, hopefully they'll send me a set list, you know, before we go on and play. And so if I have to bring a lot of instruments, you know, I like to have a couple minutes, you know, between, like, we'll just discuss, you know, like, okay, if we're going to go from this song to that song, I need to do an instrument change. So just, you know, talk to the audience for about 40 seconds while I put that instrument down and pick this one up. Because, you know, if you want to go right from this song into that song, I'm not going to be ready because I have to put this instrument down, pick that one up. You know, so there's some of that logistical stuff that you have to work through. And it also depends on the import of the show. Like if we're playing a concert in front of, you know, 20,000 people, that's a little bit different than if we're just playing a club gig. You know, if we're playing a club gig, things can be a little loose and, you know, we'll just kind of sometimes I'll go into a concert the concerts are usually more rehearsed, but like club gigs, you know, I don't know for sure who I'm going to be working with. I don't know what songs they're going to call. So you just have good ears and you just go with the flow and, they'll say, okay, the next one we're going to do is this, and the drummer counts it off, and we're going, and I've never played it before. And so this is the kind of thing that can... So it really kind of depends on if it's a studio setting or a club gig or a big concert. You know, they all kind of have a different protocol.
Oh, well, I stand in awe and wonder, and thank you, and gratitude. Rory Hoffman is playing tonight. That show is at 7 Mountain Time with his siblings, and it is at the Fine Arts Theater in Rushmore Plaza Civic Center in Rapid City. We really appreciate you coming to the studio and sharing your conversation and your music with us.
Well, let's pack the place out tonight. Make a road trip. Get in the car and come on out to the Civic Center tonight, and I guarantee that we're going to have a ball.
Yeah.
And play, a variety. I have like, I don't know, 6 or 7 different instruments I'll be playing. And
fabulous.
And good times will be had.
Worth the trip. Thank you so much, Rory. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.